This is the Branches Podcast. We try to keep it simple in this family of faith. Love God and love people. Let's not make it harder than Jesus intended. If you'd like to know more about our community of faith, you can visit us at www.branchesoc.com.
So my buddy Daniel and I, and he actually is the person behind the camera, who makes sure the lighting's good, and we wrestle with everything that we're doing. We want it to be the best possible. We want to have the biggest impact we can possibly have. But in that, we don't know. And so sometimes you can walk away feeling like you failed. Sometimes you can walk away going, oh. And we don't judge success based on likes or views. And I think that for us this year, at the beginning of this year, many of us are wrestling with what is success. What does it look like to do the best that I can? And so I want to share with you an experience I just had that feeds into this discovery for me. I was in El Salvador. I was with my buddy Josh, who's from California, and he was one of our interns, and then he was on staff, and now he lives in El Salvador with our good friends. He ended up marrying their daughter, and he's now on staff with this church called La Red at the beaches of El Tunco. And he was sharing with the leadership team about the influence that I'd had in his life. And when you hear those things, it feels very unreal. You don't believe it. And as he's sharing to the leadership team, and he went for quite a while, the more he was sharing, the more I thought, this doesn't feel real. He can't be talking about me. And the truth is, he wasn't talking about me. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. And so the fruit in his life that he directs towards me just came through. All I was doing was remaining, abiding, clinging to Jesus. Lord, what would you have me do? I'm going to come to your word. I want to learn from you. I'm in a certain circumstance. What would you have me do with my time or my money or the abilities you've given me? And so the more we do that, the more that things are being produced in our lives that we never see, that we never know about. And then when you hear about it, you can't take credit. In fact, higher up in John 15, in verse 1, Jesus says, I am the vine and my Father is the gardener. Well, then what do? I think we overemphasize our role in our lives. Now, if you're not aware of Jesus' love for you, if you're not aware of God's wisdom way above your own, and you haven't handed your life over to him to be the boss, then you're not going to know what I'm talking about. You're in that struggle to gain people's approval. Man, that's exhausting. And what happens is we've been trained by that. And so then when we come to put our trust, the weight of our lives into his arms, it's hard to completely separate from the old ways that we used to do things. Well, if I would just do this, then maybe this would produce fruit. And if I just do this, then maybe more would come from this. When in actuality, all you really have to do is remain in him. I love that passage in the Old Testament says, he gives you the desires of your heart, which means that's one of the ways that when you cling to him, he'll push you to do things and things you want to do. And of course, things that you don't want to do, but he'll push you in those directions and it's a delight. And then this fruit comes about. Some of it you get to see, but the truth is very little of the fruit that comes from your life do you get to see. That's why funerals are so frustrating to me. When I'm with someone that I know is about to pass soon, if there's a way to squeeze in some kind of pseudo funeral, well, people come and say what's so beautiful about that person, Let's do it while they're here. Not that they won't experience it on the other side. I honestly don't know how that works. But man, why are we waiting? One of the things that we say in our family all the time is if you have something good to say about somebody, say it. What are you holding back for? Because when you do receive it, and when you do hear it, it feels like you're holding treasure. And a lot of times we're planning for our year that's coming up, and in the year that we're planning, 2024, how can I get the most out of life? How can I be the most successful? And if you're trying to follow the world's ways, you're just going to feel exhausted on New Year's Eve. Like, what really happened? That was a wasted year. That's what it can feel like. But if you remain in Him and He in you, there will be fruit. You get to see only a little bit of it, but so much is done in your life, like what I experienced with Josh, like what is experienced at your funeral when people are saying the goodness of why it mattered that you were here. And their sadness is not for you, it's for them, because they don't get to partake of that fruit from Him through you into their lives. When I hear it that way, and that's why I always take our church through it every year, when I hear that, for myself personally, I feel like I can breathe. I feel like I can loosen up and not be so hard on myself. Not push and strive. Instead, like Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke, the yoke is the tool. The yoke is the plow. And He's saying, you're going to work, but my yoke is easy. And some of us finish the year and we realize, hey, we've been pulling a yoke. We've been pulling this plow that wasn't from Him. And we made hardly any progress. In fact, as I try to grow personally, and I see a few of my strengths, but I see mostly all of my shortcomings. I don't know if this is okay to do. I don't see it in Scripture, but then again, I don't see it taught against. When I'm struggling with something and I know that I've been asking the Lord to take it away or to improve me, I've had this conversation with the Lord time and time again. Lord, this right here, this is on you. Because I'm clinging to you the best that I know how. And if this is still here, then you're allowing it to stay. But I want it gone. And if it stays, I'm holding you responsible. We can have those kind of conversations with the Lord because He can take it. Now, I might be wrong when I say it, but it's a trust I have in His goodness and His faithfulness and His gentleness, and especially in Him being the boss. I like saying words like that better than He's sovereign, because I never use that word, but I know what it is when someone's the boss. I know when they're in charge, and the Lord is in charge of my life. And I've continually, day by day, try to hand it over to Him. And sometimes I'm lazy, and sometimes I'm full on spilling everything I have over to Him. Because it's His job to bear the fruit, not mine. It's His job, the Father's, to prune the vine, to make sure there's water there, to make sure there's sun. Our job is simple. Remain in Him. And we will bear much fruit. That sounds so much easier than what so many of us have been doing for so long. That's what it means to surrender. To remain in Him is another way to say surrender into Him. And the picture I have in my head when I think of surrendering is just taking my head and just putting it right there on His shoulders and kind of just putting up my hands and going, I'm right here, man. And then I just somehow, I don't even know how you hug the Lord, so I can't picture that. but I know what it's like to feel his embrace. And that is success.